Senator Jeff Smith joins us. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing just fine today. How are you?
You should be. Well, we're great, thanks. You know, it's not every week that when somebody introduces a bill, there's like a small marching band, a crowd on the Capitol steps, and a rally. So, I mean, clearly you think that this bill about fair maps is going to mean a great deal to a lot of folks. Why do you think that is?
Well, it is, and you're right. 200 to 300 people showed up on the steps of the Capitol. Marching band, Forward Wisconsin. It was exciting. It was a great day. Weather was perfect. It was meant to be. And why is this a big deal? It's because the state of Wisconsin and constituency in the state of Wisconsin have been waiting for this to happen for at least 10 years. They finally understand how dramatic gerrymandering can affect their state, and things that they really care about don't happen. And our legislators are frozen in place because they don't do the people's will. So it's they understand it now, and it is the people's will that we have nonpartisan redistricting.
That's what I find so interesting. So I was gone from 2003 to 2020. I'm raised in Madison, but was gone for the first go around of when all of this changed in 2010, 2011. And I think obviously I was there on Monday, and obviously what it felt like is how many people are excited and riled up about this now. But for both Pat and Jeff, as far as did just no one pay attention that closely 10 years ago, and it just was on no one's radar, and that's kind of how they, for lack of a better term, like got away with it? And do you think because so many more people are aware now that like they won't?
You are talking to the right two people about 10 years ago. I feel like we're the poster childs of this situation. You know, we lost fair elections in 2010. We both did. We'll admit that. But then the maps were totally redrawn. There's no way in 2012 or 2014 they would have hung on to those seats if they had not gerrymandered this state after the things that they did to this state. So, yeah, it was not on people's radar. If I would have, and I did, I was number two on the bill in 2010 that we tried to pass the same bill back then. I was the chair of the committee. I had a hearing. I'm the only legislator to ever actually have a hearing on this bill, because power does go to people's heads and they think, oh, no, I'm going to draw the maps, you know. Well, you couldn't get people to understand it. It'd go right over their heads. Their eyes would roll back and I don't want to hear about this. This is too complicated. Well, now people know. So it is a huge difference.
Now, it is a big difference, because at the time when we first saw the maps, and when we first learned what the process was like, that the Republican legislators were made to sign secrecy oaths, that these maps were drawn in private attorneys' offices rather than with any kind of public input, we did try to let people know. We tried to let people in media and in other circles know. And it was chalked up to, oh, I'm sure both sides do it that way. You fast forward a few years, a couple of election cycles, when it's clear that Democrats statewide actually got more votes, but significantly fewer seats. Now it is widely accepted by Wisconsin news media and others that this was a gerrymander. They use gerrymandering in the term. They use the term in their articles now. We couldn't get them to say it back then because they didn't recognize exactly what it was until, long after the crime had been complete.
Yeah. And that's what I always come back to. And I think that resonates with people too, because I think anyone who's above millennial and older understands what technology was in the 90s and early aughts and understands what it was in the early 2010s. And like in a span of 10 years, how much changed and how much more precise. Like, yes, every side always had done it in the past, but with that time, that in that than 10 years ago, just with the precision, like a neurosurgeon precision of what they were able to do and the data they were able to use to have it be worse than it had ever been or more egregious than it had ever been.
And just remember, in 2011, that was the first time of redistricting in recent history, and I mean recent being the last 50 years, that we did not have a split government, that we did not have a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor or vice versa. So they had clear sailing. And that's the first time we've had that experience.
Which is why the line both sides do it, you know, what was wrong then and continued to be wrong, because it had never been done like this with that level of precision. But again, it went through the courts process and the U.S. Supreme Court, and Justice Kennedy ultimately punted on the question and then retired shortly thereafter. So the lines stand where they are after a full decade of doing what they did, and now the lines are going to be coming up again. Now, Jeff, as Kristen mentioned in her report, you know, the people who actually drew these lines are not likely to want to change to give up the power to change these lines, but they could look out the windows of their Capitol offices and see you and all the others that do support this. If the bill doesn't pass, again, we don't think that it will, but what do you think the next steps are, both in this session and then, you know, beyond into the 2022 election cycle?
We totally understand that this bill is not going to affect this redistricting. This is already a process that's on people's minds and being planned. And I'm sure even they have maps in their computers ready to go, right? And by the way, legislators never draw the maps. Let's make sure that clear. Whenever they say, well, the Constitution says that we draw the maps, but no, they sign secrecy oaths to lawyers who draw the maps, right? So just to make that very clear. So what's going to happen is we're going to be in the courts, and the courts are going to decide which maps should be approved and sent back to the legislature. And we're hoping that the People's Maps Commission, I personally am, which the governor has already organized and had hearings. They've had hearings around the state. Will come up with a fair map that the courts will really take a strong and close look at. And I also think we should have maps on either side. Say this is your choices. Either you have gerrymandered one way or gerrymandered the other way, or you have this one map that actually gives everybody a fair chance.
That was actually going to be my next question, was the process of Democrats drawing maps, because I think right now, because the People's Maps Commission is Governor Evers' project, it's easy if there's only two options, the People's Maps and what the current legislature comes up with, then it's like, well, that's the Democrat map, and it's not, right? And so having the three options of the one way, the other way, and what is actually fair, I would hope is the strategy.
Well, it logically should be, right? It logically should be. So let's hope we do have some common sense this time around. It is so important, though. And I know you guys understand that. And Pat, I know specifically you and I understand this very clear, that we are frozen. We can't get anything done because we have so heavily sided one legislature or member. I'm sorry, I don't even know what I'm saying here.
And it gets at a legislature that can do, you know, what it wants, even on issues where 70% of the public feels a certain way on certain issues, whether it's fair maps, whether it's gun safety, whether it's Medicaid expansion. But you don't have to do the will of the majority if you've locked in essentially minority rule. Senator Jeff Smith, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for bringing the bill to everybody's attention, and we'll look forward to visiting again soon.
Thanks, Pat. I hope to get this passed and we can serve as public servants again instead of serving slaves to our party.
Thank you very much, Jeff. See ya.